This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
That's the number one song in America at this moment. Ordinary, Alex Warren. Good vibes and variety. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Drag me to brunch. I'll do it. Right now, take the word best. B-E-S-T. I'll be best. And text it to our contest line, which is 20357. You'll be in the running for a 4-pack of VIP tickets to Drag Me to Brunch June 28th at the W San Francisco. Take the word best now, and you'll also be qualified for the grand prize, which includes a weekend stay at the W, a 4-pack of tickets for the Napa Valley Wine Train. It's all courtesy of WSF, Napa Valley Wine Train, River Terrace Inn, and the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. This hour's code word is best.
We're going crazy.
We're going crazy! And we're doing this every hour, 7:05 to 5:05.
For the brunch thing.
Yeah. And all week we're doing it, too.
What can I hope to eat at a brunch? Can I get some pancakes?
Yes.
I don't have to have a...
I don't know if this is like an order off a menu kind of brunch or if this is like a brunch buffet kind of a thing.
I think they'll also be going around with small plate, like small, you know, like bite-sized breakfast stuff. And it's the W. It's going to be...
Yeah, it's going to be delicious.
I'm not an Eggs Benedict guy, though. They're not going to try and serve that to me, are they?
You don't like Eggs Benedict?
No. Why do you do?
Why would I not?
Not only do I love Eggs Benedict, but nowadays there's all these different ways to get Eggs
Benedict. Nowadays? What?
Like, you can do like a egg white spinach monstrosity on top of the English muffin. Like, it's...
But the yolk's the best part.
So good. I agree. I do love it.
Bob's with me. Thank you, Bob.
I don't like that sauce on there.
Yeah, me neither.
You can say no. What is it, hollandaise?
Isn't that kind of the point, though?
Huh?
Isn't that the point?
Yeah, that is the point.
So, yeah, I guess it's just an Egg McMuffin if you don't have the sauce on it, right? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want that.
I like it.
I like a BLT with avocado, maybe a fried egg.
Oh.
Boom.
That's my go-to.
A blate.
A belta.
Oh, or a belta. Sure. It's very nice. And throw it all on. What kind of bread are we talking about here?
I'm flexible. Mm. As long as we...
You're not going Dutch crunch or anything, are you? I know that's your favorite.
You know that the quality of the bread is really important.
Super
you know, you
important.
Can't just be putting stuff on bread and calling it a sandwich. You know? You got to think about the way the bread's going to interact with the ingredients. Mm-hmm. So
whoa.
As long as they thought about that.
Yeah.
Maybe they got a nice chipotle mayo on there for some cohesion.
Mm.
I'm going to eat it.
I've been really liking like a ciabatta bread lately. John's been picking those up.
I mean, I feel like most of the time they're not good.
Oh, we do the take and bake ones. They're actually really soft.
Take and bake?
Yeah, they're like half baked. You know, you get them at Whole Foods.
I don't know.
They have a whole bunch of stuff like that. I don't know if they come frozen because I'm not in charge of cooking anything at my house.
Mm-hmm.
But he brought them home the other day and he did these pounded out chicken breasts on the grill. So they cook really fast and, you know, nice marinade. We had them on ciabatta, like lots of mayo and lettuce, tomato. So
can
good.
I get that at the brunch?
Probably.
Oh, good.
Something like that.
All right.
I mean, it's brunch. There's lunchy stuff. There's breakfasty stuff.
Great.
Yeah. Doesn't that sound yummy?
Yeah, that sounds good.
My mouth is watering right now. I think we're having tacos tonight. We're going to have tacos yesterday because it was Tuesday. And I'm like, I really want to cook the bread and make the chicken.
Ah, I might have tacos tonight too.
Yeah,
I have half a burrito waiting for me at home.
Oh, does that mean make
your like
mouth
you
water?
Didn't finish it yesterday?
Right.
Oh.
What do you like on a burrito?
Oh, everything. I get chicken, go with the spicy salsa. I like half black, half pinto beans.
Oh.
I've never heard anybody do that. That's crazy.
Right. That's just, wow.
It's wrong.
Out of the box.
Avocado.
You like cheese?
I like avocado on everything.
Do you like guac or do you like avocado?
Both.
So you're like, you would, if you asked them to add it, would you say add guac or would you say add avocado? Because John wants avocado. He doesn't want all the junk that's in guac.
I prefer avocado straight if I can get it.
I would probably say avocado, but yeah. I'm fine with the junk.
Yeah.
Me too, but. You know.
Welcome to Food Talk on Alice.
My God, my mouth is...
Yeah, trash me. What are you doing?
I was just trying to talk about the brunch thing.
I'm coming for you, burrito. Hopefully Susan doesn't eat it.
Is there a chance Susan's going to eat your burrito?
Sometimes.
My God.
Well, there it was.
Didn't seem like you wanted it. I mean, you left it there. All right, moving on. Billboard, this way. I just mentioned it. That song we just heard, Ordinary. That's Alex Warren is number one, second week in a row. It's been on the charts for 17 weeks, 2 weeks now. Spent it.
Wow.
Lots of Morgan Wallen on here. Kendrick Lamar's dropped down. Luther's dropped down to number four. More Morgan Wallen. A bar song, Tipsy, the Shaboozy song that's at like 1.3 billion listens on Spotify. That's in sixth place. Like that has been on the charts for 60 weeks. Can't remember how long it was at number one. It might have tied the record at 19 weeks, maybe 18 weeks, but still solidly in the top 10 at number six. Die With a Smile, Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, that's number seven. Teddy Swims, Lose Controls, number eight. Beautiful Things at number nine. There's a Drake song, Nokia.
You know, you just said that, like, you know, there's a Drake song. It's been interesting to see how rap has, I know, I get it, Luther, I understand, Kendrick. For a while there were only rap songs in the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
And we were even playing some of them because it had become, that's what popular music is right now. It's kind of pulled back some.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of stuff on here that is like fits right into the Alice slot, you know?
Agreed.
That's... Like in the top 10 right now, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, because we play Shaboozy. I guess we might play a Morgan Wallen or two. And then Ordinary is number one, and we play that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's half the top 10. Incredible. And then, by the way, you go down to like the next 10, 11 through 20, Anxiety, the Dochi song, or how would you say her name? Is that it?
That's it, Dochi.
Chapel Roan, Pink Pony Club, Birds of a Feather, Billie Eilish.
Dochi, those rap. So there you go. That's still represented, but... It's not, it was all of the top 10 for a little while there.
Yep. Even Sabrina Carpenter's down here at number 20.
Can I make a crazy prediction?
Yes.
I think, and I don't know, I love music, but I'm not, you know, in the weeds, finding the new artists, but I am in the weeds about culture. And I predict that in 2 years, top five Billboard hit will be a rock song.
I hope you're right so desperately.
It's cool again.
Well, things are cyclical.
I hope you're right. To have been around in the 90s and working in radio and gotten to do see all the shows and be around for these moments that happened in real time, be there for it.
Yep.
It was epic. I loved it. Being on stage and watching some unknown band called Nirvana play before an audience that had never really heard them.
Right.
And before that, actually, Pearl Jam opened for Nirvana, who opened for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Mm. And no one knew the opening acts.
Mm. That was the Lollapalooza to see.
That was epic. And there's more. It was just cool. There were so many bands competing for record contracts and putting out good music.
Yeah.
Pretty good time.
Well, I hope you're right, because I do love a nice piece of delicious pop, but I am a rock chick for sure.
And don't get me wrong, I love pop. And I love EDM too.
So I try to love it for my kid, but...
But I think these Gen Zers, their like rejection of getting drunk and their their nervousness around the internet, and I think they're going to go a little more analog with their music tastes.
Good.
I would like to see more analog in life in general. Analog. Except bikes. They've got to say electric. I mean, I'm not going to ride them anymore.
I had this conversation with one of my buddy's kids, and he was talking about the different classifications for the e-bikes and that you do have to have an operator's permit for a certain level of e-bike.
Yeah. If it goes over a certain speed.
You know this? You know these rules?
I don't know all the rules, but I know that they're busy putting these rules in place.
How fast does your e-bike go?
I think mine maxes out at like 21 miles an hour.
Oh, okay.
But we have another, my bike goes about 21. It definitely has a governor on it. And so I could bust that. Because one of our things is jailbroken and it goes more like 28 miles an hour. It can.
They're mopeds.
They are mopeds. And they're, I mean, they're electric motors, so you can't hear them or anything, but they are definitely heavy and dangerous for a kid to be on.
Kids are all over the place in the streets on those things.
They're so fast. And they're, look, I get it. They're kids. They're confident. They're, you know, they think they're golden. Nothing will ever happen to me. And the kid on the back doesn't have a helmet on and they're going bananas and they're actually looking for things to jump. I'm like, oh my God, you're going to kill someone else's
kid.
Well,
I'd like to see the jumping thing. That's always fun.
Yeah. Okay.
This just in, Susan ate a few tiny bites of my burrito.
Oh, my God.
And if he doesn't stop there.
Susan, get your own burrito.
Susan, just finish it and buy her a new one. Come on.
You know what happened? She goes, oh, I got a burrito waiting for me. He went, what? Oh, no. Does he had just taken a big
just
delicious
you know
bite.
You've already gone farther than you should have. Finish it.
Susan,
buy her a new one.
Go get her. Yes, exactly. Go get her a fresh hot burrito right now.
Not now. He's still got to finish the one that he's eaten. But, you know, before she gets home, he's got a minute.
Okay. I have 4 minutes left. I'm going to get to a story, believe it. Oh, no, I guess I did do the Billboard thing. So Machine Gun Kelly released a trailer for his new album, and it's a bunch of footage. It looks like it's going to be called Lost Americana. So the interesting thing is he's got this jacket on, and it looks like a pack of Marlboro cigarettes. It's got, like, red leather on the shoulders. Come here, and I'll show you this. I want to just show you
this. I love smoking.
So it kind of looks like a Marlboro Reds pack, and then it says Lost Americana on there. It's quite a bit of visual imagery, and then it leads up to what really sounds like kind of a bad Who cover at the end. But here's – see if you can – see if you can figure out who the internet says is actually narrating this trailer for a Machine Gun Kelly record.
Lost Americana is a personal excavation of the American dream. A journey to find what's been lost. This album is a love letter to those who seek to rediscover it. The dreamers, the drifters, the defiant. It's a sonic map of forgotten places, a tribute to the spirit of reinvention. And a quest to reclaim the authentic essence of American freedom. From the gold neon
yet?
Diners
Harvey Keitel.
To the rumble of the motorcycles.
No.
This is music that celebrates the beauty found in the in-between spaces.
So the internet thinks that it's Bob Dylan.
And the future is forged on your own
well,
terms.
Well, wait a minute. You just said no, that it's not Harvey Keitel, but you don't know?
We didn't think we knew.
I know.
But, oh yeah, but oh, here's... This is a preview of this record.
Can we play that again?
Yeah, it sounds like a terrible like cover version of a Who song. This is the new Machine Gun Kelly.
I thought it sounded like when you're watching movies in seventh grade and they have the little...
Oh, like a transitional piece?
Welcome to Your Body at 15.
Do you think it sounds like Bob O'Reilly?
Like kind of?
Yeah!
That's really funny. So what did you find out? Because we were having this debate this morning, like, is that supposed to be Bob Dylan? Everyone's saying it's Bob Dylan.
Variety magazine is saying, yes, indeed, it is Bob Dylan.
Now, is it Bob Dylan AI?
I don't know about that, but I doubt it. Bob has a relationship. He actually is a fan of Machine Gun Kelly.
They do know each other.
What?
They have hung out. Listen to this. In February, Bob Dylan actually posted an old video of Machine Gun Kelly performing in a record store. And it looks like they know each other. They're fans of each other. Which is very...
What?
Bob Dylan is a fan.
Oh, sorry. Just trying to do my bad Who cover.
No.
If you don't know who I'm talking about, don't worry about it. Rock's coming back.
That is an interesting endorsement.
Lost Americana is the name of the new MGK record. It comes out on August 8th. This is just a little preview thing. I think I put it up at the Serenity Facebook page. I'm not positive, though. Check. So we'll check and make sure that that's up there. You can find it easily enough. And is there anything else? Oh, here
we go. Did you go watch that movie?
No. Oh, right, boy. Complete unknown. Not unless I have too many movies to watch because of the movie club. Bob's Movie Club tomorrow morning,
oh,
6 a.m.
Sure, sure.
Six of the seven members of BTS, feel like K-pop, have completed their mandatory military service, you guys.
Yeah!
Suga, S-U-G-A, is the only one still serving, and he's done later this month. Yay!
Yay, BTS.
They're back. They've done all their obligatory service. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Well, first of all, I was just texting. Sandy's at the airport getting on her plane, everyone.
Oh,
she just wanted to
great
let me know.
Update. With Penny?
Yes.
The puppy?
With the dog. The dog is coming. Your boss. Mm. And more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Love it. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram. All kinds of video reels, little shorts that we put up there. And by we, I mean Bob. Picks from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily, plus links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Head over to RadioAlice.com and listen to Alice live. Plus, catch up on all the latest episodes of the Sarah and Vinny full podcast for a daily dose of entertainment. Don't miss a beat. Visit RadioAlice.com now.
Do it.
That's RadioAlice.com. Award-winning website.
Yeah. Everyone, like, models their award-winning websites after our award-winning website.
Right.
Websites of winning awards.
Clouds.
Yes.
Then sun.
Oh.
Highs in the 70s.
Wow, it's like a whole new day.
Don't forget about your dad. his day's coming up this Sunday.
And lots of dad jokes over the weekend here on the Alice. So tune in. Check out the dads. It's a good one. Your kids will laugh their little tushies off.
How fun would it be to quiz your boss on this and then grade their answers? Do you think your boss actually understands what you do in a typical day? Almost half of people say no. Do you think your
think
boss...
You think that a boss should know what you... They're your boss.
I mean...
I mean, isn't that like... Wouldn't you think that they would understand what you do?
I don't... Because I've been in radio my whole life, yeah. I don't really know how that works in other businesses. But I know for a fact that none of our bosses have done morning radio.
Right.
So...
But do they, but that doesn't mean they don't know what we do.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is when you look at someone's credibility in terms of what they know, like a salesperson may have risen through the ranks. Right. They may be the best.
I could sell anything.
At sales and best.
Yes.
At radio sales specifically, mm-hmm. but they've never gotten up at 3 a.m., prepped a show, and then tried to do that. And I realize there's people who listen to us sometimes and go, I could do that. Yeah. I could do that.
And some of you probably could.
But could you do it day after day and sacrifice all the things that are necessary in your relationship and your nighttime life and all the
for
things?
For 35 that, years.
For so it becomes a thing.
Right. Yes.
Like, could you? Maybe for a day.
Yeah, well, and listen, also showing up at work is, you know, in some cases is half the battle. But yep. honestly, you know, they stop letting you, if you're not making the money, they stop letting you have a morning show.
Right. Anyway, forget about what we do. It's a little unique in that right. sense. But do you think your boss actually understands what you do in a typical day?
I would like to think that a boss understands what you do in a typical day. Like,
almost half of people say no.
Kind of assign you the things that you're supposed to do. They're your boss.
I've had other, and I have other jobs where I oversee people, and I make sure that I've done every job of the person underneath of me.
Right.
So I do understand what they do so I can actually be an effective manager, because that way I know, like, I also know when they're BSing me about something.
Yeah.
And
well, maybe you're a good boss.
I don't really need.
I actually think that's a weird question. I don't know. I guess I just assume that bosses know what their people are doing. I don't know. Bob, no thoughts on that? I see you shaking your head. Okay. That's a good answer. Solid answer. Back to you, Vin. I mean, you made a good point there. It's a solid argument.
Really is. One to think about.
She's just doing about the burrito. The guy will buy you a new burrito. I mean, I'm sure
about
it
too.
He did offer to buy her a new burrito.
Well, he should go get her one. And
well, he has to. You know, he already ate it. I mean, the whole I only had a couple bites is just him covering the fact that he was.
That we started talking about him eating it.
On the last bite when she went, I can't wait to get home and eat my burrito. And he was like, oh.
He swears it was only a teeny tiny bites off the top.
No.
And I'm like, we have other leftovers I could eat if it's not enough, but just.
You really wanted a burrito. And Susan, don't just go get her one. Just surprise her when she comes home. Here's a fresh burrito.
Mm. Half of people say their contributions are consistently undervalued by leadership. This is in general business. I realize I took it to radio, but that's because all I know.
That's what we do, right.
So, you know, in general, I would like to think, though, that people's bosses rose through the ranks
yes.
the same way that you are in the process of doing.
Understand.
So they would understand.
Right.
But it's weird. That's why I brought up radio. It is weird that there's two, like, different departments. They work together,
mm-hmm.
and we're all a team. But sales is absolutely different from the programming side.
Yep.
And sales is usually in charge of everyone.
Well, right. Someone has risen up through, usually someone rises up through the ranks of sales to be the operations manager.
Right. And I remember talking to a former boss that was here and trying to explain the need and the desperate need for some things to be fixed so that we could compete on a level playing field. And the clear disrespect was there.
Mm.
Just flat out.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. If you say so.
Mm.
I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to scream. So I better go.
So what you choose. I'll go. All right, great.
Oh, my God. Anyway, half of people say their boss doesn't understand what they do for a living. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that. I'm going to not ask any questions.
Good. Because that's the job. Dolphins. Not the football team. The animal. Dolphins have bromances where two or three males may pair up for decades and help each other hook up with females.
Mm. So they're like wingmen for each other.
Yes. Mm. Pink Floyd's album, The Dark Side of the Moon, was on the Billboard 200 album charts for a record 990 weeks and counting.
But only spent
1 week at number one in 1973.
Mm. That's such a great album.
A can of Coke is 90% water. A can of Diet Coke is 99% water.
Oh, wow.
Clownfish.
Like Nemo.
Like the ones in Finding Nemo, can change from male to female if they need to for reproduction.
Well, that's handy.
So in the movie, once Nemo's mother was killed, spoiler alert.
It happens early on. Don't worry. So you're saying Nemo could have changed and been, you know.
His father would have grown female organs and started reproducing with Nemo.
Nemo wouldn't have changed?
Finny, what the heck?
Well, there's definitely some incestuous stuff that happens in the wild.
Okay, but don't bring Pixar into it.
They didn't actually make it happen. They didn't. You know they didn't do it. They killed the mom. They're awful over there at Pixar.
That, I swear to you, because I was late to all of the movies that most people had watched because they had kids, that one I went, what are we seeing? It's 1 minute in. What the? I had to fast forward past that scene forever.
Yeah.
In order to watch that movie. And
it's rough.
Isla and I watched
it a lot.
And
he's like damaged. Like it's such a, you know.
Well, how could you not be? A barracuda comes along.
Ooh, barracuda.
Ugh, awful. Anyway, the first commercial jingle was in a Wheaties radio ad in 1926.
Oh, how did it go? That's almost 100 years ago.
Wheaties,
it's wonderful food.
Something like that.
Yeah. Thank you.
A family in France found out a small sculpture they'd been keeping next to their family photos was real. They thought it was a reproduction of a Rodin, but they never thought much of it. I mean, it turns out it's from the early 1890s and just sold at auction for $984,000.
Oh, my God.
This was just a small sculpture they'd been keeping around. Here it is.
Wow. That's a Rodin.
How many inches tall is that? It's like a person sitting on their butt with their knees up and and 1 foot up and they're like holding it. It's almost like a weird yoga pose.
It's definitely... Is that a woman?
Okay.
There's some boobies.
Looks, I guess so,
I guess
yeah.
It is a woman. Okay.
Woman.
Anyway.
Wow.
This sculpture had disappeared from public view for almost 120 years and was thought to be a copy by the family that had it. And then it turns out it's real. And so they just cashed in.
Wow. God, isn't that the dream? To find, you know, something that your grandparents had like in a box in the attic when you unpack their head. Like, oh, well, babe, you know, pass. Let's go ahead and break everything down. Take a look. Somebody comes through and goes, oh, that might be a real thing. Or they go, I'll give you $4 for that. And then they walk off because they know exactly what it is with your $900,000.
Le désespoir.
Le désespoir?
Le désespoir. Which shows a female figure sat on a rock holding 1 foot with her knee hugged to her chest, was rediscovered at the end of 2024 after last being sold in 1906, says the auction house.
Incredible.
Rodin, who lived from 1840 to 1917, made several versions of Le Désespoir.
It's good.
This particular sculpture was modeled in 1890 and sculpted from marble in 1892 or 93. And just made a family a fortune. Oh, here it is. It's less than 12 inches tall.
Still, that's a good size. That's a good size, you know, sculpture to have on your mantelpiece. That's just the right size, you know, for a mantelpiece, as people say.
Is it?
Yeah, they talk about that. Like, what's the right size sculpture for a mantelpiece? A big topic in the world of chimneys and stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys have to say. Mm-hmm. I'm a nanny for 3 children for 12 to 15 hours a day. My boss has no clue what I do and would never be able to do it herself.
And doesn't know her children. So
that thing I do called parenting, only when it's convenient for her.
That's a pretty good example of that.
Like, yeah.
Thanks for watching the kids today. Bye.
I served for a restaurant manager who served one table.
What?
All I know is you don't watch it.
So they would always wait on just one table during the night?
I don't know.
Or they'd one time waited on a table once and didn't understand what it took to juggle that many tables.
Let's see what else. Oh, the Wheaties jingle was gold.
Darn right.
Keep that as a stinger. Oh, the one that Maddie just did.
Yes, yes. The one that you just did. Pull that off.
408 says, I'm a special ed teacher. My principal doesn't really understand all the things I have to do beyond what a general education teacher does. Us special education teachers are definitely undervalued. I agree. Mm.
Teachers in general, very much undervalued.
Mm-hmm.
Taken for granted.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? Your students are going to remember you. They're not going to remember the principal. Well, maybe if they got in a lot of trouble. Yeah. I actually met the principal more than one occasion.
You knew him well.
Yeah. Especially Mr. Holmes, junior high. I was really there a lot.
Why am I not surprised by
that? Well, I was, you know, hey, what do we call it? HD? We call it ADHD now, but I was just hyperactive.
Yeah. I'm Benny the whole time.
Add some soda.
And one of those popsicles. and get them stoned, and boom.
That wasn't in junior high. That was my freshman year. But anyway,
We go into this game. Bob won the last game, and Vinny, you got a point earlier for knowing that the Titan imploded. And you have no extra points.
I don't need them.
All right, we're playing. How old's that guy? He's confident. 50%. He's batting 500. How old's Joe Montana? How old is Joe Montana, Vinny? How old?
The GOAT is
Joe Montana.
You hear what I said there?
I did.
The GOAT is
started 4 Super Bowls, won them all.
Yep.
Hall of Fame 49ers quarterback.
The GOAT is 66.
66, says Vinny. What do you think, Maddie?
I'll say 67.
67.
68.
He is 69 years old. That's a point for Bob. 69.
Damn you, Bob!
Damn you both! That was mine!
You're first, Maddie. How old is Peter Dinklage? That's Tyrion Lannister on Game of Thrones. How old is Peter Dinklage?
55.
55, says Maddie. What do you think, Bob?
54.
What do you think, Ben?
50.
He is 56. That's a point for Maddie.
Nice, Maddie. Mm.
How old is Shia LaBeouf?
This
or
guy.
Shia LaDouche, as we call him occasionally. Occasionally. How old's Shia LaBeouf? And your first, Bob?
38.
38. All right. Vinny?
I will say he is 35.
35. And what do you think, Maddie?
I would say 39.
Shia LaBeouf is exactly 39.
Oh, come back, kid. Come back, kid.
And Maddie just pulled into the lead. It's currently 3 points for Maddie, 2 points for Bob, and 1 point for Vinny. And I have two left.
I don't care about winning. I just want my burrito.
Oh, my God. He's going to get you a fresh one. Don't be so upset about it.
Yeah, move on.
Yeah, you got to let it go.
You, of all people, are saying that?
What the heck?
Yeah, I am. Because it's gone already. What are you going to do? Stick your fingers down his throat?
Ew.
Right? All right, let's see here. How old is Dr. Oz?
Old.
And I think this is Vinny first. How old is Dr. Oz?
73.
73, says Vin. What do you think, Maddie?
I'll say 72.
76.
He is 65, and that is a point for Maddie.
Sorry, Dr. Oz.
I suppose that actually Bob could technically tie you, so I'll do this last one.
You know what? I was picturing Dr. Phil.
That's like my bad. They're all the same. Don't worry about it. All right. Here's your final one. How old is Adrienne Barbeau? 1980 sex symbol. You might remember her from 1982 Swamp Thing, the HBO series Carnival. She was great in that. And the old sitcom Maude. Adrienne Barbeau.
I can't even put a number to the amount of times I imagined humping her.
Mm,
yeah.
Goodness.
There's just no number I could give you.
All right, Maddie, you have to go first. How old is Adrienne Barbeau?
75.
75.
72.
72, says Bob. And what do you think, Vinny?
76.
She is 80. That's a point for you, but it's not enough.
Told you.
Maddie has won by a score of 4-2. You guys are both 2-2.
Yeah,
there.
Baby.
Yep, you
didn't
did
need
say
those
it.
Extra
you
points.
Did say
Maddie, he's on the show. Yes, Maddie. He's on the show. Yes, Maddie.
Woo! Yeah.
Woo.
That was a good one.
Woo!
Do you want to throw kisses or anything? Or
you're okay. Such a sore winner.
You're just mad about the burrito. You got to let it go. Goodbye. Happy hump day, everybody. Keep it here all day on Alice. No matter what's going on, keep it here all day on Alice, please. But also Mason and Jane both have tickets to Drag Me to Brunch throughout their shows. And we're doing that all week. So keep it here for those code words. And we'll see you back here on Thursday.
Thank you.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.